There's a new twist in the ongoing saga over getting vaccines to poor children in Illinois. The State Department of Public Health owes $24 million to the federal government. This all gets back to a major policy change under former Republican Governor Bruce Rauner that made it harder for poor children to get vaccinated. Here to untangle this story is WBEZ's Kristen Shore. She broke the news. Kristen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So we've reported on this issue before, and it's really confusing. Can you remind us about how this whole issue got started in the first place?
Right. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a free vaccine program for low-income children. Around 2013, 2014, they told states around the country, you can't use this batch of vaccine anymore for kids who are on CHIP, which is a state-run health insurance program for kids whose parents make too much money to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough to buy more expensive private insurance. So doctors in Illinois told me they didn't know this. So they kept using the free vaccines for CHIP kids. And the state didn't have a good system for tracking it to account for all the CHIP vaccines doctors were using, because Illinois was supposed to repay the CDC for using those vaccines for CHIP kids. So all of this happened over a couple of years and ballooned into this $24 million debt.
That's a pretty big debt. What did the state do about this?
So in 2016, the Rauner administration made this big policy shift. They basically said doctors now have to buy vaccines for their CHIP patients from private manufacturers and then wait to get reimbursed.
And when you and I talked about this before, you told me that this sometimes can take a really long time if the doctors get reimbursed at all. What kind of impact did this have?
So the doctors told me that they can't afford to buy all these vaccines up front. If you think about, for example, in a baby's first year of their life, it can cost about $2,000 to vaccinate them. So it's a lot of money. And so some of these doctors started sending their CHIP patients away, basically sending them to other doctors to immunize them. So I was in a Medicaid meeting last week where doctors stood up and told these emotional stories about having to turn away their patients on CHIP for vaccines. One of them was Dr. Gloria Valiente. She's a pediatrician in the western suburbs. And she talks about how she still treats kids who have CHIP insurance, but for vaccines, they have to go to the next town over.
For example, Tuesday, I saw a mom, two children. She has, you know, she has two jobs. She can't take a day off to go to Cicero. She just told me, I just can't. So bottom line, she's going to have to pay for very expensive vaccines.
So, Kristen, why did Illinois do all this if it ended up making it harder for this particular group of kids to get vaccinated?
It was about money. Nirav Shah ran the Illinois Department of Public Health in 2016 when the state made this big policy change. And he defends the decision. He said that the debt had to stop and that paying it back would take away money that could have been used on other public health programs. He said he knew it was risky that kids could go unvaccinated because doctors were turning some of these kids away, but he stood by it anyways.
Our principal concern from day one onward was to ensure that every single child in Illinois got vaccinated. There is no evidence to suggest that vaccination rates have dropped.
And actually, it's impossible to know the true impact of this policy. The State Board of Education does not track kids on CHIP specifically, and doctors in Illinois are not required to report if they vaccinate them.
So let's circle back to this $24 million debt that Illinois owes to the CDC. How is the state going to pay that back?
In 500,000 doses of vaccine. So instead of Illinois getting this massive amount up front for free, they're now going to have to pay for that. And they're negotiating with the CDC to do that over 7 years. And so the Pritzker administration is also now in the process of trying to figure out a way to fix this whole situation, which again made it harder for kids to get vaccinated.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
That's WBEZ's Cook County Politics reporter, Kristen Shorsch. This is WBEZ.